Yeah. All right, bye.
September 11th, 9/11. Are we going to do anything here as a county courthouse? I know that Cry America thing is going to do at noon. Are we going to do any official thing here in the morning?
We have in the past.
You'll get criticized if you don't.
Well, that's the thing. And I was just going to do something at 7:30, talk to Forsyth, see if there's a fire truck that can be here, maybe some sheriffs, and we just do a simple...
Too much. What we did in the past, and we ended up with Mr. Shantz wanted to have a parade and all kinds of stuff. What we did is we met around the flagpole. We had a prayer at exactly the time that they hit the deal, and then two or three people spoke, and it was over with. And
15 minutes.
Understated and respectful.
Yes.
Would be.
Okay, well then, what time was that then? What time did that end? Was it 9 o'clock in the morning?
It was 9 something New York time,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Eight something here. Uh-huh. You guys, is
you remember all that discussion we had on that before, don't you, Chuck?
Oh, we ended up on the Michael Reagan show and everything else because John Willett, our former treasurer,
right.
Was killed in the World Trade Center, and we were accused of being anti-American. Hirschman ended up against Bob Shantz on the Michael Reagan show.
I'm so glad I'm here to cause some peace back to the process, the office.
But anyway, exactly that same time, I would like to announce it exactly at the time that we have a prayer started at that moment, and somebody can speak before or after a small...
You can pray, you can speak, and I can speak. How's that?
Okay. When are we doing this?
On September 11th. It's a Friday.
When?
Well,
we've got another event at 12 to 1 o'clock.
Yeah. I was just saying, 15 minutes from 9 to 9.
Why not when it occurred at the... At the time that they hit the building, which would be 8 o'clock something... Our time,
the reason
whatever that time is, have just a brief, respectful ceremony at the flagpole. We have something, and then you guys can go to whatever's occurring at noon.
You wouldn't even have to do that.
Because there's other events going on.
You could just say a prayer right there at that particular time and disperse and everybody go to the other events. Say there's various events throughout the county and area.
I would just like the county to do something, even if it's a real small something, independent of whatever else is going on. Yeah. Just something.
Fine with me.
Do you think we ought to have a big, something real big? Or?
No. I think it's way out of line.
Okay, so 15 minutes, and we'll work on it. We'll just do it from, you just wanted to say 8 o'clock? Is 8 o'clock all right?
Can you look it up there and see when the exact time is?
Okay. If it's all right, I can organize it with Jillian. We can just make sure that all three of us will be here. It's next Friday, a week from today, is it not?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a week from today, 8 o'clock, or whatever time, 8:11 or whatever it is. All right. As he looks at that, the next thing we have on our agenda is transfer station policy. It's Friday. Today's the 4th.
Yeah.
Plus 7, 11.
Well, she's got the date wrong on the... Tuesday's the 9th, Wednesday's the
10th. Today's the 4th, so add 7 is 11, so a week from today. Transfer station policy. Let me call Rick. He may be listening. Rick, if you're hearing us, would you please come into the hearing room?
Now, what policy are we talking about?
Transfer station policy. Check policy.
Checks, okay. Not improvements.
8:46 a.m.
Central time?
First plane to hit. Actually, I think it was Eastern Standard Time.
So 7:46.
Why don't we just do 8 o'clock then?
8 o'clock. That'd
be fine.
I said earlier.
Yeah, but we didn't want to give you any credit for it.
Good. I appreciate that too.
Something you want me to look at, or you just threw it at me?
Wasn't a very good throw if he was throwing it, hit you in the face or anything.
Siesta Cove.
All right. Just give us 2 minutes recess.
How about a 2 minute recess?
it's amazing that you brought that up because he brought it up at lunch the other day and we talked about it for a half an hour.
I just don't want to turn around and say, oh!
Was I supposed to look at this or something?
No. I was going to hit you with it.
Okay.
If you're not going to move,
I'll come up there and stand out here.
Is that where we've got you now? You'll have to move now.
I haven't had anybody come in and get those books yet. I gave Donna one of them, but I noticed there's bonding in what? One of them. And I assume that the sewer department would keep those.
What kind of bond do we need?
For what?
For Russ Chenoweth? They asked me at Connell. What kind of bond? Is it a dishonesty bond or what is it?
For what?
Like Donna gets, and I don't know, maybe you get a bond. What kind of bond? What is it called? And the statute just calls it a bond.
They just call it a bond. And Connell doesn't know what to get?
Well, he's asking if it's a dishonesty bond. I'll just say yes. I
don't know what it covers in case, you know, you lose money or get money taken from you.
It'd
or
be a dishonesty bond, I think.
Is sewer 7220 or 25?
7220. 25 is PNZ.
I've called him twice and left a message.
Oh, you did already?
Yeah. I just wondered if you should call maybe. Was it Sean that was supposed to?
You didn't get any answer? Or they didn't call you back?
Who are you trying to get over here?
I've got those contracts for Great River Engineering on the Table Rock Acres, sitting in my office.